Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Fairbanks Hospital leaders held a roundtable discussion last night about the COVID-19 vaccine. Fairbanks Memorial Hospital ER doctor Mark Simon began what may become a weekly question and answer session.
We want to help everyone navigate the decision on whether to get vaccinated for COVID-19.
A vaccination clinic scheduled for Tier 1A medical providers and people over 65 years of age is happening Friday and Saturday at the Carlson Center in Fairbanks. Because of the logistics of thawing and diluting the vaccine, doses will be given by appointment only. Simon says the online signups open this morning.
The sign-up for it starts at 10 a.m. and the website you want to go to is covidvax.alaska.gov. You can learn whether you are a candidate based on your age and whether you're a healthcare provider, and the process for signing up is all at that website.
Right now, all the vaccine in Alaska has been assigned to providers, according to State Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink. Zink told listeners last night Alaska has received all of the vaccine it will get from federal distributors in January.
So as of right now, our next set of vaccine that's coming in state is February. If something happens on a federal level and there is more vaccine coming in state before February, we stand ready and excited to get it out as quickly as possible.
People who are in the next priority groups may not be able to get appointments this month. The Interior Health Team plans to hold another community vaccine roundtable later in January. The state announced another COVID-19 death yesterday. The Department of Health and Social Services reported that an Anchorage man in his 70s recently died from the virus. He was Alaska's 224th COVID fatality. The DHSS also reported 15 new virus hospitalizations, with a total of 71 confirmed and suspected COVID-19 patients in Alaska hospitals. 7 patients were on ventilators. As of Monday night, the agency reported 155 new Alaska resident virus cases, including 32 in Anchorage and 20 in Fairbanks, 5 in North Pole and 1 in Tok. 4 new non-resident cases were also identified as of Monday statewide. A new report shows COVID-19 pandemic restrictions helped slow the virus spread in Anchorage. Alaska Public Media reports that a state section of epidemiology report shows emergency orders like a mask mandate and business capacity limitations worked. Dr. Thomas Hennessy is an infectious disease epidemiologist with the University of Alaska Anchorage and one of the authors of the report.
They definitely were followed by a sharp reduction in the spread of COVID-19, which was the goal. And they proved to be effective in reducing transmission in the city.
According to the report, after the mask mandate went into effect in June, virus transmission in Anchorage dropped by almost 20%. Later in the summer, business capacity restrictions and a month-long shutdown dropped transmission more than 30%. Daily case counts also declined throughout the August shutdown, which the report says indicates that bars and restaurants were a major factor in coronavirus transmission. Hennessy says the municipality's drop in transmission due to mask orders and business mandates is similar to what's been seen in other parts of the country and could be a model for communities facing high transmission rates.
And I think it gives an indication of kind of how communities who don't have a mask order right now could implement a mask order and get a reduction in transmission. And if they were really pressed, these business closures do make a difference, as shown by the Anchorage experience.
State epidemiologists haven't done a formal analysis of Anchorage's most recent shutdown in December, but Hennessy says the early numbers are promising as virus transmission dropped by about 20% last month. Alaska businesses will soon be able to apply for a second round of Paycheck Protection Program loans. As KUAC's Robin reports, the Small Business Administration is working to set up the program and will host a seminar on it this afternoon.
The second Coronavirus Relief Act, passed by Congress in December, includes $284 billion more dollars for businesses hurt in the pandemic. The basic idea remains the same: pass money to businesses so they can keep paying workers. But the bill has expanded eligibility for the loans to include nonprofits and live venues and cultural institutions, which have been struggling due to pandemic-forced closures.
I'm glad the second jar is coming around because we need it again.
Clark Behag, the senior area manager for the Small Business Administration, says the SBA is being more methodical with the opening of this round of the Paycheck Protection Program.
Businesses will soon have an opportunity to get a second draw on their PPP, But we're still waiting on SB and U.S. Treasury to open up the application process.
The money coming to Alaska will be disbursed soon through some local banks. But for now, the Small Business Administration wants employers to get ready. What the new loans cover has expanded.
Payroll costs, interest and mortgage obligation, rent obligation, and utility payments were the original forgivable expenses. They added operations expenditure, property damage costs, supplier costs, and worker protection expenditures to those lists of forgivable expenses.
BHAG has been offering an online question and answer session every Wednesday afternoon through the Alaska Small Business Development Center. Registration is through their website, AKSBDC, and we'll post that link on the KUAC radio news page. He says he wants people to understand the program and take advantage of it because he gets a personal payback.
The satisfaction I get is talking to small businesses that I've assisted in the first draw. They come back, oh yeah, we got our PPP loan approved. So despite all the stress, the program worked and people were able to keep their employees on payroll.
In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
The Federal Bureau of Land Management will outfit all of its uniformed rangers with body cameras. According to an agency release, the BLM has signed a $2.5 million five-year contract with a security company to equip about 250 rangers nationwide with the body-worn cameras. It says footage from the cameras can be uploaded real-time to a cloud-based digital evidence management platform. BLM law enforcement officers are responsible for safety and resource protection on 245 million acres of land, primarily in 11 western states and Alaska. The agency says implementation of body-worn cameras began bureau-wide this month, with the new technology to be deployed in phases until complete by early summer. The late Alaska Native artist Ron Sinungkatuk blazed trails as a sculptor, silversmith, and woodcarver. Sinungkatuk died in 2020, and an exhibit of his work is on display at the University of Alaska Museum of the North in Fairbanks through mid-March. KUAC's Mary Ald reports.
A close friend of Sinungkatuk sums up his contributions this way.
Ron's impact on the Alaskan art community and on Alaska as a place is really incredible in every respect.
That's Kes Woodward, an artist and professor emeritus at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, who was close friends with Sinungkatuk. Sinungkatuk was from Wales, Alaska, and started making art as a student at Mount Edgecombe Boarding School in Sitka. He studied woodworking and silversmithing in college in New York. He also served in the Army and received a Fulbright scholarship to study in Norway. Sinungkatuk's art is known for including detailed carvings and images inspired by the Alaskan landscape and his Inupiaq heritage. He was also central to establishing Alaska's art scene. He was one of the original members of the State Arts Council. Sinungkatuk was head of the UAF Arts Department for nearly 10 years and founded the UAF Native Arts Center.
The Native Arts Center is unique in all the world in being a place originally conceived for Native artists to be able to come into the university and be in a safe and encouraging place to be.
The exhibit includes pieces from the museum's permanent collection and works borrowed from community members. The retrospective exhibit can be viewed at the museum through mid-March 2021. Woodward said the exhibit is a testament to Sinungkatuk's legacy.
In every aspect of the arts in Alaska, in the Arctic, he was at the center of it all.
For KUAC, I'm Mary Ald.
And I'm Dan Bross.